Hello, Mixed Nutcases. This is Nuke Jess, and welcome to another episode of Dinner and a Movie for Nutty Bites and the dog days of podcasting. So you've got me in the car again, which, I don't know, as a listener, I kind of enjoy these. I hope it's not too annoying for people listening to it, though. I think something about being in the car with somebody gives you a very on-the-spot feel, you know? There's no script, there's no planning, there's just you and a microphone, and it's like having a chat with somebody in a car, which is essentially what this is. Okay, so today I'm going to be discussing a new series. Well, not a new series, a new to me series. I watch a lot of TV on Netflix because I am a cord cutter. I do not pay for cable. As of this year, I have one over-the-air channel. I got myself an HD antenna, and so that gave me a single over-the-air channel, which is CTV. It's not even CBC for the Olympics, but okay, whatevs. I don't even know what's on CTV these days. But, so all of my TV, most of my TV watching is over Netflix. And in my Netflix, it has a list of, you know, continue watching, you know, what you've watched. And it had this show, Being Erica. Now, I remember when this show came out. This show came out in the last year that I had TV, the last year I had cable. And I wasn't watching that much live TV, I guess. Well, maybe I was. All I know is I remember seeing ads for this show, and I thought it looked really hokey and very, it sounds really snobby of me to say, but very mainstream, you know, not the kind of show that I'm into. I like something to have a good bend to it, something to make you think. Sometimes you just want really stupid popcorn TV, you know, total trash. But this didn't even look like it would fill that niche. It just looked like, you know, it was for the Grey's Anatomy crowd. So I never watched it. But Netflix had said that I had seen this, so I gave it a try, and it was not what I thought it was. It was completely different. So Being Erica is a Canadian TV show. It's available on Netflix in Canada. I don't know if it's available on Netflix in the US. It'd be really interesting to find out if it is. I hope it is, because I think it would be interesting for American viewers to watch this show. There have been a couple of crossovers, you know, Canadian shows that make it really big in the U.S., but I don't think that this is one that ever showed up on the American radar. It is so very Canadian in its ways, and I'll get into that. But the premise is that Erica is a 32-year-old with a master's degree in literature, and she's very smart, but she can't do anything. She doesn't have her professional life together, and she doesn't have her love life together, so of course that makes her a failure, which is so frustrating to me. But I don't know why, for some reason, your love life determines your success in life. It really isn't. And if you ask me personally, I think a lot of people's relationships have a lot more to do with their relationship with themselves and how they can handle their own lives. Because once you're able to handle a life and you're able to take care of yourself, you suddenly become more interesting to others and more receptive to others. And that doesn't mean romantic, you know? Everything doesn't have to be romance. It's very frustrating when things are romance focused, because that's not everybody's thing, you know? Some people are not interested in romantic entanglements, and some people aren't interested in sex, and it's a very heteronormative way of viewing things that a woman has to have a boyfriend. And it's a very sexist thing if you think about it, because we don't say to a guy, oh man, it'd be so great if he could get his life together. I mean, you know, sure, he's got a job and everything, but he's single, and that's just so sad. No, we we normally say that about women. I know that several men, that they feel that way, you know, that they wish for companionship and everything, but it's not this huge stigma of, you know, you're to blame and there's something wrong with you if you don't have a girlfriend. Whereas for women, and again, it's very heteronormative, for women, there's something wrong with you if you don't have a boyfriend, which is so sad. So back to being Erica. Sorry, that's like my one gripe. But the way that the show handles it is actually quite good and quite fluid. So this is kind of an alternate reality show. Erica ends up having like the worst day of her life, and she meets this therapist, Dr. Tom, who says that he has a radical brand of therapy, but she has to be fully committed to it. And she commits, and they talk about the regrets she has in her life, and he sends her back in time to fix different regrets on her list. But it's not just, oh, go back in time and fix your issue and learn a lesson. He has like this therapy session with her before, and then he has a bit of a therapy session after. And a lot of times, you know, most of the time, she goes back thinking she's going to fix this one thing and that it's the action. But in the end, she ends up learning that it's more about how these events affect her and not so much the actual world. And she keeps coming back so far. I'm still in season one. She keeps coming back to the same reality. Not much has changed. You know, in one instance, she thinks that she's seen the end of a relationship for good. And when she comes back, she's surprised to see those people are still getting married. So, you know, really, the people that... Oh, shoot. Sorry. The road is closed. Huh. How do I get through? Oh. Okay. So, I guess all those warning signs were for real. For the last couple weeks, I kept seeing signs saying this road was closed, but the dates that they gave had already passed. So I guess the road work is delayed, and I may be late for my chiropractor appointment. That's okay. This is what happens when you drive through country roads instead of the main roads, right? I live outside of Toronto. I'm technically at the very edge of the GTA, and it's a very large town that I'm heading to, but there's lots of farmland in between, so if you drive on the farm roads, you avoid all the crazy traffic, which is nothing in comparison to New York, but it's enough to make you have to spend an hour to get somewhere that should take you a half hour. So, being Erica. So it's this whole, like, therapy session, and it's very introspective, and it's not like Shrink, you know, it's not pop psychology. It really makes her think, and it's very interesting to see what happens. I really like this show. I think that the actors feel very real, which is neat. I'm kind of surprised and happy that they are focusing on a Jewish family, because that's a smaller community in Canada, whereas I grew up in New York, and that's a much larger community. So it was really neat, and it's never a, oh, look, we're weird because we're Jewish. No, it's just like a matter of life, which is kind of neat. And then, you've got all of that. And then the other thing is, when you're watching Canadian shows or shows made in Canada, you end up seeing a lot of familiar faces, and that's kind of neat. And then you go, oh, where do I know that person? Where do I know her brother from? I know that face. I know the face. Oh, that's Jasper from the 100. Oh, wow. That's really cool. He did this a long time ago, and wow, he really hasn't aged that much. So that's really neat. And then I'm watching an episode, and I'm like, hang on. I know this actress. No, I know this actress. I know this actress from my life. Who is that? And then I realized, oh, it's Anna Silk. You may know Anna Silk from Lost Girl, another Canadian show, but it became very big in the U.S. It's one of those crossover ones. Well, I do another podcast. It's actually a radio show that becomes a podcast called Epic. And we interviewed her in the studio. She's from Fredericton, New Brunswick, which is where the radio station is. And her mother is the director of theater at one of the universities that the radio station shares campus with. And so we were able to get her to come in, and we interviewed her and her husband. And they're really very nice, very great people. And so I was like, oh, it's Anna. Wow, that's really good. And then well, the episode was kind of hot, and her character was really hot. And I was, it was very conflicting because I never kind of felt that with Bo on Lost Girl. But, yeah, so that was really weird. I was like, oh, this is weird. I actually know this person. So it's strange. But, it's really good. A lot of the locations, they're all Toronto, so they're very local. I understand them. You know, the money is funny colors, and, I haven't seen Bag Milk yet, but, you know, it's very Canadian in the way that it is. A lot of, like, the American tropes aren't there. There's certain American tropes that just don't seem to show up in Canadian TV because life is different up here, so that's kind of neat. So, yeah, that being Erica, and I'm sure I've rambled on for way too long, but it's a lot better than I thought it was. So I'm really interested to see where this series goes. I'm very surprised, and I think that the CBC did not promote it fairly, although it went on for many seasons, so maybe they were successful in getting the mainstream audiences to view it, whereas I'm more of a fringe audience viewer, you know, audience type or demographic, that's the word. So I'm not really the person that they're reaching out for, right? Because they want big numbers, but this is going to be, you know, up there with my, hey, these are really good Canadian created shows, you know, this is not Corner Gas, which has its own legacy, but oh boy. So I am going to, pair this with, you know, since it's so Canadian, I think I'm going to pair it with a nice Canadian dish, and we're gonna have ourselves some poutine. And if you've never had poutine, shoot, I was supposed to turn back that way. Oh man, I think I lost my detour. Oh no, why would you make me turn that way and then turn back? Uh oh. Well, we'll see what happens. Uh oh. So we're gonna pair this with poutine. And so, trust me, it's not dirty, even though the name suggests that it is. It is Belgian cut fries with brown gravy and fresh cheese curds. And the cheese curds need to be so fresh that they squeak. And it's very good. The gravy kind of melts the cheese a little bit. And it is not, you know, disco fries. It is not melted cheese on fries. It is completely different. It is a whole different experience than what you think it is. And honestly, most of those ingredients sound really gross to me, but for some reason, when you put them together, they are delicious. So there you have it. Being Erica and poutine. And enjoy. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope I didn't ramble on too much. You got to hear me dealing with a detour. And so I think I went a little longer than I should have, but that's it. Talk to you tomorrow.
Nutty Bites is produced at Nimlas Studios. You can find us on the web at nimlasstudios.org. This work is created under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported International License. What that means is you can share it, you can send it to your friends, you just can't make any money off of it, you can't change it, and you have to link back to me, my site, and everything. You can comment and send feedback by going to nimlas.org/nuttybites. You can go to facebook.com/group/nuttybites. You can call the comment line by going to 347-NUTTY42, or you can find me on Twitter, you can search on Google+, you can search the web, you can find me everywhere.